So welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This is our CEO in 10 Legends program, and we are so honored to have on Greg Sanford, CEO of Tractor Supply. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
It's an honor, sir. Tell us about your career journey.
Sure. I'll try to give it to you quickly. While in school, I was involved in the retail business, primarily doing stock work and stocking shelves and things. And I found it interesting that you had the seasons of the year, you had customers coming and going, and it was kind of a bustling, hustling place. And I said to myself, maybe this could be a career for me. So through college, I was actually studying to be a dentist initially, and decided about 3 years in that maybe that wasn't what I wanted to do. And I really enjoyed the retail environment. And again, the change that I saw there all the time. I like things that are changing constantly. I'm not a kind of guy that does the same thing twice in maybe, you know, 2 or 3 days. So anyway, long story short, I got out of school. My first job was with a company called Woolworth Woolco. They are no longer in existence, but they were the first, I'll call it Walmart of their time. And decided I wasn't really wild about the discount side of retail and quickly jumped from there into department store with Federated Department Stores. Spent almost 15 years there. Today, you know that as Macy's. Mm-hmm. Moved from there to Sears Roebuck and Company, to a small company that I ran out of New York City, which was a wholesale company called Buster Brown. It's an apparel and footwear company. Moved from that to Michael's Stores, and then from Michael's Stores here to Tractor Supply. So a little bit of a stint in the wholesale side, but primarily in the retail side in both big box, department store, and specialty.
Wow, what a journey. And you have run the gamut at retail. Were you originally from a small town?
No, well, Louisville, Kentucky. I don't know if they would consider that small, but I had an uncle who had a small farm outside of Louisville. And I was familiar with the company Tractor Supply because my wife's mom had a small plot of land over in the western part of Tennessee in a place called Cumberland City. And Cumberland City is a small rural community, and that's where I ran across Tractor. I actually used to go there to buy supplies for her property, believe it or not.
Did growing up in Louisville influence your core values?
Well, what I would tell you is my father and the Xavier brothers at St. Xavier in Louisville had a lot of influence on probably the core values that I developed. Going through the parochial system through grade school and high school and almost going there in college, I would tell you. And then my father's guidance on, he's always told me, he said, Greg, do something that you like to do, regardless of how much money it may bring you or how much fame. If you like what you do, you'll be good at it. And if you're good at it, you'll be happy with it. And he said, life's too short. And I pursued what I like to do, which was retail.
So the dentist world lost a dentist, huh? Well, I can tell you, here in Texas, Tractor Supply means a lot to the local people. So tell us about how your core values at Tractor Supply are carried forth to the local management and actually carried in the front pocket of your Tractor Supply teammates.
That's true. It's we're a mission and values company, deep culture here as a company, and we have 10 values. And those values are ethics, respect, balance, winning attitude, communication, development, teamwork, change, initiative, and finally accountability. And these are all very, what I would say, vanilla words, but in Tractor Supply, they all have special meaning. And I'll give you an example. The ethics saying, always doing the right thing, encouraging others to do the right thing, even if it's painful, or even if it is short-term painful for the company, but long-term right for the customer and the team members, that's what we're going to do. And we ask our team members to understand these values and try to adhere to these values as they work inside the company and as they interact even outside the company, because they're a representative of Tractor Supply. If they're a team member of ours, we want them to be held in the highest of esteem by their friends and family members and be proud to say, I work for Tractor Supply and we're a mission and values-based company. So there's a lot of things that are beneath the words that we all, I think, practice regularly, day in and day out. And if we're in a meeting, let's just say, and there's a conflict, or something that needs to be resolved, the attitudes need to change in that meeting, and you need to drop back to one of the values, which is communication, or teamwork. How do we work together to get things done? How do we effectively communicate our position on something and then also listen to others' positions? So these really are the framework. We call it kind of the secret sauce. I did not come up with these. These were established many, many years ago when the company was probably first, conceived back in, 1938. But I think they've carried through the company for 79 years and have served us well.
Well, we admire and respect your employees who actually walk the talk.
Well, that's important. And that's all we ask of them. You know, we do the same when we're there visiting stores or when we conduct ourselves in our big annual sales meeting here in Nashville or when we're out visiting stores. You know, I go into the store as a guest and I tell them, I'm here as a guest. This is your store. I take all the notes. Let me learn from you what we can do better as a company. I don't need you to make notes. I'll make all the notes. I'll share them with you if you like. But I'm here to learn. Teach me something I can use that I can use throughout the rest of the company. And that's kind of our attitude. We learn from one another.
Greg, you know that Nordstrom's has legendary stories about their snow tires. Share a legendary story from the files of Tractor Supply that exemplify your core values.
Well, we had an instance that occurred in one of our store parking lots. I guess this was back last fall, if I'm not mistaken. And one of our store managers had pulled up, and he noticed a grandmother and her grandson sitting in their truck, and it wouldn't start. And he said to her, "Ma'am, are you having some trouble?" And she said, "Yes, I am. I can't get the truck to turn over." And he said, it was cool that evening. He said, "Why don't you step over in my truck? It's nice and warm. Take your grandson with you. Let me take a look and see what I can do." So our store manager, took his time. He figured out it was probably the battery. So he walked back over to his truck where they were sitting, warm inside. And he said, "Listen, I'm going to go inside the store. I've got a few things I need to get for your truck, but I think I know what's wrong with it. We'll get you on your way." And she, of course, was, "Oh, I can't believe you're doing this. You're such a, a nice Samaritan," and so on. And the little boy said to our store manager, "Hey, I want to go back in the store, too, because there's some things I wanted to look at." And grandmother said, "Well, we don't have the money right now to go in and buy a few things." And our store manager said to the grandmother and the little boy, "Listen, why don't you come on inside anyway? I'd love to have you come into my store. And when we're finished, we can all come back out together and, repair your truck and get you on your way." So as they walked into the store, he went back and picked up a battery and I think some new cables, whatever. And as they were coming out of the store, the little boy was at the front of the store and he was handling some of the small cars and trucks and things, that little farm element things that we sell. And he asked his grandmother if he could have those. And I think his grandmother made the comment, "We just don't have the money for that right now," and so on and so forth. And our store manager stepped up and said, "Ma'am, with all due respect, let me handle this for you." And he went ahead and I think purchased those toys as well as the battery and the cables, whatever. And, of course, she was just beside herself about it and said, "Well, I can't thank you enough." They went outside, went back to the truck. He put in the new battery and attached the new cables, got it started, and sent her on her way. And before she left, she said to him, she goes, she says, "You're such a nice man. I need to let someone know, what you did for me today." And he says, "Ma'am, there's nothing you need to do." He said, "I was also," he said, "raised by my grandmother." And he says, "I know what it's like," he said, "to not have money to buy things and such." He said, "I felt it was just my obligation to help you," and sent her on her way. Now, that's probably one instance of many that I could tell you about the quality of the people and the type of people that work in our company. We believe in servant leadership, and servant leadership is putting others ahead of yourself. This store manager did exactly that, and I want you to know that we honored him at our store manager meeting this past February, unbeknownst to him at the time that we were going to do what we did, but we brought him up on stage in front of about 3,500 people, gave him a rounding applause, and I thanked him personally for what he did, and that just shows you the kind of character of people that we try to have in our company.
Hey, that's a terrific story. That's stepping it up and being genuine and authentic. And that kind of experience is really hard to find online. So your company truly has a heart and soul.
Yeah, it is really, it's the people, number one, the culture that they embrace. And then the fact that we try to be the solution for the issues and the problems that our team members and our customers might have out there living the lifestyle. You know, having property, having large animals, and having some light equipment, there's always something to fix, repair, maintenance, worry about. And we believe it's our job to be there as the most dependable supplier for all those things that that family or that individual may need so they can continue to live that lifestyle and enjoy it.
On a personal note, your buyers are doing a great job. We love the kayaks that you carry in the store.
Well, our customers give us a lot of heads ups. You know, they tell us the things that they like for us to have in our stores. We'll test some things first to see if they work, and then we'll typically, you know, expand them out to more of the chain. Not always do things go everywhere, but the kayaks have been very popular. We've been in that business now about 3 years, and believe it or not, Rick, that started as an online item and then moved from online into the four-wall store. So we learned both ways, you know, with product categories in our company. But we're glad that we're there. We enjoy our customer base. I think we have the best customers in the world. I really do. I love our customers. They're so genuine. They just want the things that they need. They want to be helped if they have questions. And they are a very loyal and trustworthy group. And we try to bring them new things and excite them with new products all the time. And generally speaking, they give us a pretty good heads up when we test whether they like it or not. So you can't ask for more than that.
You continue to keep customers first.
Right. You're gonna see what the selection that whatever, you know, retailer might offer, what price it might be, and whether or not that retailer can get it to you, they can deliver it to you. Or do you have to go pick it up? One of the things we recently started in our company was buy online, pick up in store. And our customers typically have certain needs, and if they know if they're going to make that trip to the store, they want to make sure it's there. Well, this was a way just to confirm that. Now they can buy it online, lock it in, know it's at the store, and as they're coming, you know, passing through town or coming by the store, they can pick it up. And soon, I won't tell you exactly when, but soon we'll have other services offered where we can actually push that inventory straight out to that customer's properties. So we're trying to make it as easy as we can to do business with us, but at the same time, we know we have to have the right products for those customers that live all over this country. You know, Colorado's a little different than Florida, is a little different than New York State, a little different than Southern California. So that's one of the bigger challenges with as many stores as we now have. You know, getting the assortments tailored correctly for those markets is something we work at every day.
Final question, can you share some advice to our audience about being the best version of themselves?
Well, as they will be our leaders of tomorrow, I really recommend to them that they explore and consider what we call that servant leadership model. How to be a good servant leader is vital. There's 10 characteristics to good servant leadership: being a good listener, having empathy for people, having ability to heal. Self-awareness is incredibly important as a servant leader, being persuasive, being conceptual, having foresight, being able to look around the corner, being a good steward of not only the land, but the friendships and people, and growing and building your community and the people around you is just as important in servant leadership as you being successful individually. So servant leadership is something I would suggest that they go look at and examine. I think they'll find it is a vital element to their own success longer term. And I'll also tell you one other thing that I kind of practice personally. I tell our executives here that you should never be afraid to bring into your company those who are smarter and more driven than you. They'll only make you better. And never be afraid of that. And I think at Tractor, you would find we do a lot of that, that many of the people that work in our company may have more knowledge, maybe even more capable than the person that's running that store or the person that's running the company. But it's not a bad thing to hire people like that. And when you do that, when you hire hard and get the right type of people, you manage easy. They're much easier to manage and work with, and it makes for a much better working environment. So that would be my points of wisdom if I had anything to share.
Well, thanks, Greg. You are always welcome back here. And folks, make sure and visit your local Tractor Supply today, and you can go to tractorsupply.com to find out more information. And we really appreciate their leadership as retailers. Thanks again for being on our program. We really appreciate Greg Sanford.
All right. Thank you, Rick. My pleasure.
And Dr. Kim Blanchard will be glad to know that Tractor Supply is living out servant leadership in a great way. So I hope that all of you visit Tractor Supply today and experience that service leadership firsthand. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. As we always say, be the best version of yourself. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.